This message you're about to listen to was recorded live at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the Throne Room Parish, Transcorp Hilton, Abuja. Be blessed as you listen.
We started powerfully on Wednesday. I bring greetings from my dear husband. He sends all his love. We are a tribe of people. Time will fail me to tell you the power of relationship. But please let me start by saying that you were not designed to be alone. Adam was alone in the garden, and God said, no, that's not the plan. No matter how happy you are in this garden, you can't reproduce yourself. I'm going to bring something to you that will help you reproduce. So one is the most insignificant number, or the least of numbers, but whatever you add to it already amplifies it. God did not design for you to be alone. I believe the only reason why Eve could be attacked by the serpent was because she was isolated. Once you are getting isolated, just know that you are making yourself a prey for attack. No matter what it is that happens, find an outlet, find a way, speak the word, call out for help. Praise the Lord. The wait is over is a prophetic word that the man of God has released over the church, over the throne room. And what the Bible tells us to do is to wage a warfare with the prophetic word that has gone out. So when a prophetic word comes to you, you are not to sit down and lie down and sleep. That is supposed to become an impetus for you to say, there is a word looming over my life, and I must make, you know, the best of it in its time to make it happen. I don't want you to be an onlooker in destiny. I want you to be a participant. So no matter the stage your relationship is this morning, if it is good, it can be gooder. Did you hear what I said? If it is good, it can be gooder. And if it is good, it can be. So don't get comfortable with where you are. Don't clap at 4 over 10. It can be a pass mark for Wyatt. But in this kingdom, 4 over 10, we can do better. So don't think me that I'm talking to you this morning, I'm scoring 10 over 10 in anything. That would be a big lie. We are all a work in progress. The Bible says that the work of the Christian is as a shining light that shines brighter and brighter. So don't zone off and say, oh, they want to talk to singles this morning. If you are not a successful single, you will not be a successful double. If you are not a successful single, as in you are single and old, you will not be, you wouldn't do all your best even in marriage. So from time to time, God will tell you to just separate yourself to Him and appraise. Where am I as a wife? What am I doing wrong as a husband? Let me tell us the honest truth. You can be successful in business, successful in ministry, successful in many areas of your life, and still fail in relationship. And it's very natural for us to want to appraise ourselves. After all, I'm doing well as a... No. Put your attention on relationship this morning so that God can get your attention. I'm going to try my best to zoom in on the singles, but don't zone off. Because this word can touch the married. It will touch the divorced. It will touch the widowed. God does not want you isolated. God does not want you single and alone, unhappy and miserable. No. That's not the plan of heaven for you. So let's start from 2 Timothy 4, from verse 1. 2 Timothy 4, from verse 1. Quickly, sir, our time is really moving so fast. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Go on, sir. Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Go on, sir. For the time will come when they will no longer endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust, they will heap for themselves teachers, having itching ears. Go on. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all these things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of your ministry. Going forward, please give me NKJV. This one tends to shift my jaw. This is Sunday morning, I've not drank water. So let's walk together. NKJV will do, or NLT, any other thing. I play a lot. I told you the secret of life. Let's just relax. We'll be okay. Praise the Lord. So it starts by saying to us that there is a spirit that is going to be unleashed in the last days. that everybody is going to start to write their own Bible. That's the sum total of that what you just read. Everybody will start to write their own Bible and believe what they want to believe. That nobody is going to bind themselves to the word of God anymore. Are we not there already? Be careful not to belong to those people. Let the word of God still be the guiding light for you. Let the word of God still bind you. Let the word of God still be what keeps you in the straight and the narrow path. Now, when pastor says that the wait is over, what I expect you, in particular as the single, is to begin to paint the picture of the future you desire. Did you hear what I said? Begin to paint the picture. And even for the married, you may have painted the picture for so long, but can we improve on the picture that we have painted? It can get better. Our relationships can be better. But if you don't paint a picture of the tomorrow you desire in the relationship, it's possible to be moving around in circle. As a single man who has latched on this prophetic word, can you paint a picture of the future you see? And your second step is to be able to interpret that picture to any lady that you desire. Why people say no to you is because you have not painted a picture that is glorious enough to travel the journey of life with you. When Lemuel was yet 18, 19, in Proverbs 31, the mother called him and said, "Lemuel, my son." I hear that's the pet name for Solomon. She called her son and said, "Lemuel, I want to paint a picture of the queen that deserves your palace." It's not everybody that deserves your palace. And let me be honest with you, my precious son, you are not only looking at a lady who has the right body. I have no problem with you falling in love with her body, but long after you have fallen in love with her body, there are other things you need to fall in love with. So she concluded her talk by saying, "Pride is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord shall be praised." She successfully helped him to cascade the picture of the right queen that is befitting of his palace. This was just when he was 17. So he went around looking for someone that deserves his palace. And my sister, the same goes for you. It's not only the man that should be painting the picture. Have you painted a picture of the man that deserves to be called your husband? The man that deserves to travel the journey, the king of your kingdom. Kaya, do you have a picture? Or are you only looking at G-Wagon and travel to Dubai and prime business class? Those things have no foundation. There are some things that we cannot buy with money. And those are the pictures you need to have before you begin to crush, or they crush you, or you crush them. Crushing is okay as long as you have the picture. Paint a picture of the tomorrow you desire. Paint a picture of the kind of woman that should be the mother of your children. Oh, paint that picture even if you live in a one bedroom at the back of Gwagwa Karimu. Because though thy beginning was small, thy latter end shall be greatly enlarged. So it's not about today. Marriage is not about today. Marriage is about tomorrow. Who can travel the journey of life with you and make you a success story? You know what the Lord said in Isaiah 62? She said that give him no rest until Jerusalem becomes a praise. Who is that person that will give God no rest until you become a praise in the earth? Not talking about Bone Street. What do you mean? Bone Street was not written 10 years ago. So those cannot be the issues of life. There are some things that cannot be bought with money. Go for quality, not quantity. Hallelujah. So as the prophetic word looms over you, as singles in particular, this morning, what are the things that can hinder this prophetic word? Number one, unrealistic expectation. Time will fail me to quickly read that Song of Songs 2 verse 15. You can just allow it to be booming behind us here. Song of Songs, Songs of Solomon 2:15. It said, let's see what he said. I know it. Vox it as well divine. It's there already. Catch the foxes. I like that one. Catch it. Catch the foxes. The little foxes that spoil the vine. For our vines have tender grapes. This is God's word to you this morning. What is able to hinder the prophetic word that the man of God has spoken? He has released the word. Yours is the responsibility to make it happen. If you are married, please don't miss the second service. Because this prophetic word is for all of us. What can hinder? What are the little foxes? What can make a whole season go by that we don't latch? No, no, no. Refuse that by the time Pastor is speaking this prophetic word next year, you will have been settled. That we will only be prophesying about other things and other areas of your life, but you would have flown on the wings of the Spirit because you will have removed every little fox in your garden. Can I hear amen? Number one, unrealistic expectation. One of the things that I see that hinders the young people from settling down now is unrealistic expectation. Funny mindset. When I marry, all my problems are solved. Wahoo. Go and ask the married people. They say you settled down. In fact, since we got married, we have not settled down anything. We have been packing. We have been working. 24 years now. I've not settled down. I don't know about others. I'm always working. If you are not praying, you are watching the children. So it's a lie. You are not settling down. In fact, you are sitting up. So don't believe it. Deal with unrealistic expectation. They said all my problems are solved. Once I get married, once I find that man, that's my grandmother that died. He will come and bury her. Hey, the man is waiting for who will come and help him bury his own grandmother. Wake up from unrealistic expectation. Find love and completeness, because that's another unrealistic expectation. When I meet the man, God bless you, he will make me happy. Is he Fanta or Puff Puff? These are the things that make people happy, not another person. Only God can make you happy. Am I talking here? Nobody on earth. Happiness is your commodity. Go and work it until you become happy. I'm waiting for the man that will take me out. Sweetheart, take you out. It's like you don't like what I'm saying today. Revisit unrealistic expectation. I'm waiting for the man that will bring me breakfast in bed. The only thing they bring in bed that is a smelly mouth. That's all you find in bed. There is no breakfast anywhere. In fact, they are waiting for you to bring it. Revisit your unrealistic expectation. My spouse will make me happy. My loneliness will disappear. These are lies. And it's not anybody's responsibility. It's not. That's why many people broke up. It does not call me. Is it not? Is it even normal for somebody to call you early in the morning when we are looking for money? Those days that we were dating, if you call me before 12, I'll be very upset with you. Your mates are trying to make things happen. You are calling me to tell me, hello, baby. Hello, baby, that what? What? It's in the evening we play love. In the morning when sun is hot, we do things to make... Am I talking? Revisit your expectation. The wait is over. Revisit your expectation. Hallelujah. And the men will say, once I get married, all my sexual temptation is gone. It's a lie. In fact, it's like the more you wear this ring, the more you are the target. You know that when you are carrying the ball, the person that is carrying the ball is the target in a football match. Am I making sense? When you are wearing this ring, I don't want to say it because I don't want my... You know these girls, I call them Loose Lucy. Forgive me, Lucy. Bad Barbara. Naughty Nancy. Once you are wearing this ring, you become a target. You become a target. They are chasing you all over the place. So, marriage does not take the temptation away. It heightens it. Long before that day, paint a picture of the fruit of the Spirit. The beautiful ones are not yet born. After your beautiful wife, you will see beautiful girls. And they even help your ministry now, because half of them use only 1 year to make clothes. So if you don't work it in your mind, you know what Job said? I have made a covenant in my heart with the Lord. So you don't even need to come with 1 yard. You can come as Potiphar's wife and make your agenda known. I know who I am and I know whose I am. Revisit your expectation. It's not anybody's responsibility to make you walk in holiness. It's your call. Hit your consecration long before the thing comes. Praise the Lord. Time is going. I need to move. Don't go on with someone who comes to you and he says, oh, I'm looking for a lady. Or when she loses weight. If you look like your ancestors, Ngo, look at me. There's no price I've not paid to lose weight, though. There's no price. They said, don't eat yam, don't eat rice, don't eat chicken, don't eat all the good things of life. See me? So no matter how hard I try, so if I make it my life's ambition to lose weight so that I can be pleasing to my husband, it's a thing in futility. Don't bring unrealistic expectation to the table. I'm looking for a wife who will not work in the Nigeria of today. And I'm not joking. These are the real things that we are dealing with. How can a man, you met her in the university, you are a doctor, she's a doctor. Then your greatest dream is that she will not work. Why can't she too say, I'm looking for a husband that will not work? Revisit these expectations if you want the wait to be over. I didn't come to annoy you, forgive me. We're just having a candid conversation. Is that okay? Praise the Lord. Number two, orientation. What's your orientation about marriage? There's a prophetic word. But what is your orientation about marriage? Some of us have wrong perceptions. Some of us have wrong orientations, wrong philosophy, wrong mindset about marriage. What's the... Let me tell you, the orientation that powers a single life is independence. You can get up from Tebis today and go to Dubai. Nobody will look for you. But the orientation for marriage is interdependence. You can't up and leave. There are so many things you cannot do just because you are married. You can't dress scantily. No, you can't. You must become a princess, and there is an appearance and the adorning of a princess. You must be covered. That's what depicts a queen. So what is your orientation? What's your orientation? What's your belief? If you don't do any of these things, it becomes a crisis. Change your orientation. I hear all funny things that they call modern, and it is annoying. I want to marry a man and bring him to my church. Where did you get this? Did Abraham and Sarah do it? Did Isaac? If you are a woman, pack your load and go. My husband successfully packed me from a 5-bedroom duplex in Ikoyi to a 1-room thing in Maraba. And I followed the bishop. He didn't have money, but he had raps. Oh, kabayara. This man will stick tom-tom, stick buttermint, stick chewing gum. He said, that's all I can do. But I tell you, when I conquer the world, I will put it at your feet. I moved out of our mansion. But you see, these days, women are asking men to move into their own house. Asking men to move into their church. If there is an agreement to that, it's okay. But it's not an agreement. Many ladies are insisting. Guys, you are a man. Be a man. That's why it's dishonoring when a woman is clothing you, feeding you, asking you. You are flashing her to call you. You are losing the scepter. Where there is a king, there is honor. Look, whatever you are, do it honorably. We are not asking for competition, but we are asking for headship. Auntie D was talking about it on Sunday. On Wednesday, remember? As we play with our Bishop Rich, when the music moved from reggae and moved to blues, we are lying. We see it. We come to the house and we see that today is not a play day. We just organize ourselves. Let's be a man. Many men are becoming boys. And you are becoming babies. And you don't have what it takes to head a relationship. It's not money. We are in the days where women are making money. Get more than money, but lead that relationship. Guys, you are the king. Rule. Scripture says, woe unto you, O child, when your king is a boy. I think that's Ecclesiastes 10 or something. He says, when your king is a boy. Women, we were not designed to take the lead. But when there is a vacuum where you can drive trailers. And that becomes tough because you are bringing out the lion in her. Become the man. Take the lead. Deal with your orientation. Praise the Lord. The wait is over. What's the pattern of your life? I'm telling you the things that can hinder this prophetic word from resting over you. I'm going to try my best for us to finish enough to pray. What is the pattern that you are used to? What is the pattern of the life that you know? What's your generational bloodline? What is your foundation? What are the events that have repeated themselves in your life? There is a prophetic word on your life, guys. Fight whatever is fighting you. It's a Goliath, but you have revelation knowledge. It does not matter whether you're a little person and the mountain before you is big. Search the scripture. Fight that enemy that says you will not cross into your promised land. For some of us, it's the spirit of divorce. When I was growing up, my aunties had minimum of 3 marriages in their lifetime. This was me, how I grew up. They were always settling quarrels. Though we were rich and in a mansion, there was always confusion, chaos. So from secondary school, I began to say, Lord, that thing that my auntie has, I don't want it. If that is marriage, I'm not interested. So when I got born again, it was one of the first battles I prayed on my knees. Lord, I don't want divorce. If I did not enter this covenant with God, I promise you under God, I would be long gone by now. It's a spirit. Before I argue with you, I was a born exitist. If your wallah is too much for me, I put down my suitcase. I don't have to be here. Then the spirit of God will remind me. You remember what you said to me that you will not do? Now break down. Enter this covenant with God long before the evil day comes. Because we are living in the day and the age where there is no resilience. Where we still had resilience and yet the pressure was much. How much more your days? What is the pattern? Maybe you grew up in a home where your father beats your mother. So in your orientation, you don't honestly don't see anything wrong with it. And maybe they are not already slapping you. Maybe all he's doing right now is bullying you. And auntie, they are already giving you sample. Traffic light, you say, baby, you're breaking the traffic light. Hey, shut up. Hey, don't ignore it. It's not a call for breakup. It's a call for prayer. These are patterns. What's the pattern you're used to? For some, it's a pattern of serial adultery. You can't help yourself. There's something that makes you jump from Bola to BC to Stella to... You can't. You speak in tongues, but you know that there's something that is bigger than you. It's not bigger than you. You have a God that is bigger than it. But as long as you stay in secrecy and in darkness, this prophetic word cannot stay, because God is a holy God and he came to set us free. So you can be set free today so that you can enter into that prophetic word. Praise the Lord. What is the pattern? Is it a pattern of divorce? Polygamy. A lot of Christians right now, subtly, they are accepting polygamy. Say, what's the big deal? Solomon had 10 wives. Solomon did not have 100, but by the time he was writing, whether it's Ecclesiastes, I don't know, he was a fully backsliding man. They took his heart away from the Lord. So don't subscribe to what God did not say. He made Adam and Eve one wife. And at the end of it all, in the book of Revelation, Jesus got married to one bride. So I don't know where that is coming from. What is the pattern? Inability to love. When I was praying about this morning, the Lord said some people are afraid of the spirit of marriage. Fear. I won't be able to take care of her. I won't be able to do this for him. And that fear has kept you crippled. So many people have come and you have stylishly made them go because you are afraid. The Lord said we should break that spirit. It's not from him. He came to give us joy in abundance. Where did that fear come from? It can be from our background and a pattern that we are used to. Study your bloodline. Study it. Break up. Before somebody offends you, you have blocked their number. Before somebody offends you, you have stopped picking their call. They will not be begging you as if they are a deity. It's not normal. It's not normal. How should they beg you? They will beg you, Shama, beg you with everything. Say, I can't think about it. It's spiritual. It's not normal. And you know that there is a prophetic word on your life. Who should be ready but you? Who should be ready to forgive but you? Who should be ready to go out but you? Who should be ready to relate but you? But when there is a pattern that does not like progress, don't be fooled that you are progressing in other things. Zoom in on your relationship. You remember what we said on Wednesday? How do we know when orange is in its season? It is fresh, it's abundant, it's juicy, it's cheap. But when do we know that orange or mango is not in its season? It's dry. It's scarce. What again? Expensive. When men are in your, they are all around you, it's a sign from God. It's not going to be like that all the time. Have you ever seen the progression of a plantain? Today it's green, totally green. And you're looking at it. Before you know it, it becomes yellow. And oh my God, it's so yellow. But before you know what's happening, it's going towards brown. Evening is coming. And after brown, it goes. And that's it. Know your season. Own your season. In your season, there are things you must do. Number one, socialize. Socialize. Smile. You come into a church like this, nobody knows you. You are just saying, no, it's only Jesus. Jesus is not looking for a spouse. So don't tell me that you want to see Jesus. No. Jesus, you come, say, only the altar. Once I finish, I just go back. No. That's not the recipe for this season. The recipe for this season is that you by yourself plan an outing. You take this season by force. Plan an outing. Look at the Abuja Park there. Buy one pack of whatsoever. Pepsi, Coke. Pick a few people. Say, when you are coming, come with four of your friends. I'm serious. This is how to do it. You have been in this church for so long, nobody knows your name. That's not okay. Stop saying nobody is calling me on my birthday. Who have you called on their birthdays? That's how to come into a season. They don't love me. Oh, there's no love in that place. Who have you loved? Whose number did you collect? When you didn't see that person in your department, who did you call? This is how to enjoy a season. Do you know what I love about this story in Genesis 24? When Rebecca came into her season, she came with all her heart. And she was not trying to chide. She was not trying to, you know, what was that for her to even enjoy in Eliezer of Damascus? But hospitality was on her inside. She understood her season. Number one, she did not stay in her house. Like many single ladies, you have been divorced. We have closed that door. God wants to open a new season to you. Can you stop living in your yesterday? When Abraham lost I am Sarah, the Bible says he mourned her. And then when he was done mourning her, he buried her. When he was done burying her, he removed his eyes from there and he went again to marry Keturah. You can't die with what has died. You can't die with what has died. Get up and move on. When God successfully separated Abraham and Lot, he said, now look up. I'm looking down for too long. God is ready for a new day. I was talking about Rebecca in Genesis 24. She came out to where the maidens were. She had a pitcher. I'm ready to serve. Let me tell you how we do it in this kingdom. You don't wear a bib and say, I'm the baby to be served. You wear an apron and say, baby, what can I do? This is the spirit of a Christian relationship. In fact, my plan was to start from Colossians 1:13. He said, we have been delivered from the kingdom of darkness. And we have been brought into God's marvelous light. Can we stop borrowing things from darkness? Was that not where we left? There are too many things we are doing that belong to the government of darkness that don't fit us where we are. Going to sleep in a man's house overnight, that's darkness. They will soak boxer for you, soak pants for us, forgive me. Soak it all and you go and wash. Okay? That's not how to catch a godly man. And she will give you a list. Oh, my mother's time has finished. That has finished. It's not your responsibility. Don't turn yourself into a wife until you are made a bride. Become a bride first. That's the progression. Rebecca came to the well. And she was being tested. But she never knew. But she was ready. When the man came towards her and said, I need water to drink. He said, she did not ask questions. She said, I will give you and I will give your camels also. Hey, imagine a modern day Rebecca. She has first changed her name. What's Rebecca? That's long. Beck. That's too long. Beck. Keke. Kiki. Beck. That Beck is even looking. I say, Beck, can I get a cup of water to drink? Excuse you? Do I look like I'm a waiter here? Many of us are writing exams on a daily basis and we don't know. And we are failing gallantly. We only prepare for interview. But the season that you are in, is the season of permanent interview. You don't know who I know. I may not be looking for a boyfriend, but what about my younger brother? There is a way I can say, Kai, I found what you are looking for. That girl, that scripture disturbs me. That when Abraham was looking for a wife for his son, he looked around everywhere and said, there's no wife here. Go back to my village. Go and bring wife here. Hey, no. When the brothers in this church are looking for a spouse, can they find you? You a model of sobriety? Are you a model of godliness? Are you a model of hard work? Or you are all just packaging? Nothing wrong with packaging. We all package. But more than the external. When I'm done falling in love with you externally, can I fall in love with the quality of your mind? Can I fall in love with the tomorrow you paint for me? Hey, can I fall in love with the godliness on your inside? Can I fall in love with your ability to show honor? Can I fall in love with your respectability? Can I fall in love with your understanding? That she understands the office of a husband. Matter how provoked we are, we don't shout on our husband. We just go quiet. Not that we are foolish or we don't know what to say. It is contrary to our understanding of the office of a man to dishonor them. I knew you won't be happy, but sorry, I'm not buff buff. We need to fix some things to come into this prophetic season, Pastor has declared. Do something. It's not every day. I'm like that. I must speak my mind. See how many breakups because you must speak your mind. Can you change it a little this time? Allow that water that is boiling to calm down. Then you would see that your words will be seasoned with salt. Edifying. An uncle. See, I can't help myself. I would have finished slapping her before it dawns on me. You are not. Let me not say it. Because I was going to say you are not okay. To beat a woman. To raise your hand and beat your helper. Your helper. Even the Holy Ghost is our helper. He now gave you a helper in a bodily form. Then you raise your hand and beat your helper. The heavens have closed until you seek for mercy. Is it in vain that God added the answer to your prayer to how you treat her? Say, dwell with her according to knowledge. He didn't say, love your good wife. Say, love your wife. He didn't say, love your clean wife. Love your wife. And he made Hosea become a pattern. She was a bad girl. But God said, don't only marry her, love her. So many people are married to people they don't love. But you're not honoring God that way. Rebecca was in a season that she owned. She impressed an old man who she never thought could do anything. Little did she know. The Bible says, as she was running, she alone fetched 240 pitchers to feed 12 camels. Bible says, as she was going, the man was observing. Say, wow, I see that the Lord has answered. And he put a gold ring in her hand to say, wow, today I found an answer to prayer. You are in a season where everywhere you go, you are writing an exam. You are doing an interview. Be it the man or the woman. I know someone that used to spend so much on makeup, packaging, but it hurts to admit that after all those expensive things, people recognize when you are fake and when you are real. Become the real you because you were packaged by heaven to come into your rest. Even if you are divorced, it's not over. Did Ruth not come again into joy and happiness after being widowed? Who has the final say? It's Jehovah. But you have a role to play. You have a role to play. You must be obedient to your time and season. And that's where prayers come. Pray, Lord, open my eyes. I love the song my brother sang. Eyes that see. There are so many people that are in their prophetic season. But it's like the spirit of Canada has caught up with you. I must go. I must go. I must go. There's nothing wrong with Canada. But can you sense your season and God is saying, wait, wait. You will go to Canada. You will do the PhD. You will do it. Can I settle you? You say, no. My friend Chidima, she left in January. My friend Amaka, she left in February. And we planned it. Hey! Discern your time and your season. Their season is not your season. Canada is yours for the taking. What can you enjoy? That was what separated the sons of Issachar. They knew their season and what they ought to do. But time. Know your season. The wait is over. It's a prophetic word. But can you know your season? Because that's another thing that can waste that prophetic word. Know your season. Be sensitive to the timing of the Lord. Be sensitive. Somebody just calls you. I want you. Auntie Dio. She calls me one time. I answer five times. Because too many great things has happened to me just by association. Till you come. And I've met great people. I've met great people. Someone just told to me. Someone just said to me. Two people were going to celebrate their 40th birthday in Israel. And it didn't happen. Then they turned 50. And then they wanted to go to Israel again. And that's how they called me. Pastor Tino, we just want to go to Israel. And we think you should come with us. So I just kept quiet. I'm like, okay, I'm happy to come to Israel. Long story short, Israel has become another business dimension for me. From Israel, I ministered to someone who said, you are the one that will minister at my 50th birthday. I thought it was a joke. Before I knew it, she packaged me. I found myself in Mexico. What has not happened? Because I was sensitive to my time and my season. If you are a child of God, this season did not come to starve you. It's in fact your finest season. But it comes with hearing. When there was famine in Israel, God said, go to the brook. Share it. If he had gone to brook, Maraba, nothing. And God said, there I will send the raven. Do you know after a while God dried up that river? And God said again, go to the widow at Zarephath. And there I've commanded the widow. And after a while, that moved. God said, go to Mount Carmel. God will always bring progressive instruction. Are you sensitive? God may just say, I need you to go to the UK for 1 week. The man, the God that is yours is already positioned. And all of you that don't smile at strangers, was that not how Abraham's lot changed? He entertained strangers. You enter Keke Napep, you don't know how to pay for others. You enter the lift, you don't know how to keep the door open for others. You enter the lift and frown. What is happening now? Smile and greet. You enter a plane, you know the number of people that have met their fiancés or whatever in the plane? You tight first as if you are the only one that is buying your fuel at 560. All of us. Smile. You are in the season to smile. Be spontaneous. Be approachable. Be flexible. They just invite you to a birthday. Get up, dress up, show up. You never can tell. Let me round up with identifying the red flags. You are in a season, but don't be desperate. Identify the red flags. There's something I call the Esau syndrome. The spirit that wants to eat it now. Anybody that wants to have sex with you before the marriage is a red flag. And if you're already having that sex, you are a red flag yourself. Nobody will pay for the cow when they get the milk for free. Did you hear what I said? If you have moved into the house of a man, you have turned into a wife, there's no need to turn into a bride. Become scarce. Move back. Esau's spirit. Esau wants it now. He didn't know how to protect and pamper. He didn't know how to protect and pamper his birthright. Marriage is a blessing, and a blessing from God for that matter. Protect yourself. Protect your consecration. Protect it. Protect it. Don't be unequally yoked. It can never be okay to marry an unbeliever. I just think about it. Anybody that cannot love Jesus, how can you say you love me? Somebody died. He died. And you can't love him. You cannot love me. For me, that's it. Don't be unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. And even if I'm talking about the unequal yoking, even among us Christians, we can be unequally yoked. Select your battles. It's not everybody that is meant for you. Go for your size and look for your type. When a Christ Embassy brother is dating an MFM sister, it's a problem that is waiting on. Because the Christ Embassy brother just says the word. Keep Jesus the big and so mightily grew the word on every day. Meanwhile, the MFM sister, nothing's wrong with either of them. But I subscribe that the Christ Embassy brother goes to look for fellow, give Jesus a good hand, and let the MFM sister look for a fellow somebody with whom they will be catching everything. Put your hands together and celebrate Jesus. Were you blessed this morning? Begin to pray for yourself. Begin to pray for your season. Come on, lift up your hands and say, my seasons are in the hands of the Lord. I will not miss my season. Your child is not too young for you to pray for them. Even if this word was not meant for you, maybe there's somebody in your office you need to buy this message for. Married people, please don't run off. Before 12, we are done. If you are married, don't go. Please, I'm begging you. Let's do this together for the second service. And even if you're single, don't go. We prepare for war in the day of peace. Know the secret to doing right by God in your marriage. Has somebody been blessed this morning? Lift up your hands and begin to thank the Lord. Say, Father, I thank you. I will not miss my season. I will not pick a wrong bone. I will not pick a wrong flesh. I will not marry death wrapped in love. I will not be deceived. I will not be a deceiver. Holy Spirit, open my eyes like the song said. Open my ears. Open my mouth. Help me not to fail the exams of this season. I cry to you, my living, loving Father. The wait is over is the prophetic word. We are not waiting anymore. We are doing. Give us the grace to do. Give us the grace to do that our joy may be full. Where we have missed it, have mercy. Where we had exposed ourselves to premarital sex, have mercy, oh God. Forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We come into our new day. We embrace you, Jesus. We embrace your love. We embrace your wisdom. We say, let your will be done. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can I hear a believing amen? Hallelujah. Who has been blessed this morning? Honestly, you have been blessed. Put your hands together and celebrate Jesus. Celebrate him. Let him hear in heaven that you are grateful for the word. Hallelujah. Marital journeys, relationships, they are not possible without the help of the Lord. So I want you to just come this morning and say, Pastor Tino, I will be grateful if you will walk me to Jesus this morning. I gave my life to Jesus at age 14. Now I'm 51. Never backsliding for a minute. Backsliding to what? The only thing that is afloat right now is the ark. Everything outside the ark is a flood. Don't get into the flood. Come into the ark. Or you are saying, Pastor Tino, I think you need to pray for me. My own may be pattern, foundation, generation. There is something that I need to break it back. In 1 minute, come out. Let me just pray for you quickly. Our time is up. So if you are coming, come quickly. Come quickly. Come quickly. Come quickly. God bless you. Lift up your hands to heaven. Lift up your hands to Jesus. Lift up your hands to Jesus. You didn't come to me. You came to the fountain of living water. You came to Jesus. You came to Jesus. Makata lebra dozataya. Inda baroka sikatamba lebrondo liadosha. Pray. Ask him. Don't stay back. Oh, don't add dignity. Don't put dignity on. I know you have come to the river. That man said, before I get there, but what once you recognize the staring, take advantage of it. So don't stay back if you need to be here. Can you help me? I need to get down. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, sweet Spirit of God. Malebra doka. Father, I agree with my brother. I agree with my sister. I agree with my sister. The day the yoke is broken. The yoke is broken. By faith in the Lord God Almighty, we declare a new day in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you because you are the yoke destroyer. You are the burden remover. You said by reason of the anointing, the yokes are broken. Whatever it is that brought my brother and my sisters out this morning, maybe it is patterns, maybe it is foundational, maybe it is generational, maybe they are giving their hearts to Jesus afresh and anew. Please look from heaven, touch them, talk to them, direct them, help them, do what only you can do, and be glorified forever. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. To download this message, please visit our podcast at The Throne Room on your handheld device or computer. For any inquiries, call 08087-000004 or visit the Life Center at number 20 Colorado Close off Dame Street, Maitama, Abuja. You can also visit our website, www.rccgthroneroom.org. You are highly lifted, highly favored. Thank you.